The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back. You are listening to The Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. If you're just tuning in, you're wondering why we're on. We are back to our normal schedule of 9 to 11 on Saturday mornings. Football season's done, so we're getting back to where we can sleep in. We are live and local out at Siciliano's Market, 2840 Lake Michigan Drive, Northwest. Kenny just arrived. He's going to be up with us in a few minutes from Round Barn Winery, and he's dropping vodka and Union wine and all kinds of cranberry stuff on us right now. So we're gonna be touching on that in a minute. But before you can imbibe in any of that, you got to plan your backyard barbecue party. Isn't that right, Bob?
That's right. And welcome back, everybody. We are the Grillin' Guys. Crazy show about barbecue, backyard, maybe a little wine and beer. Cigar, I don't know, whatever goes with barbecue, which is like everything, because I grill my breakfast. But I just think, you know, the Winter Beer Fest is coming up, and it is such a cool thing. It's a Fifth Third ballpark. If you don't have your tickets, stings to be you, because you're not going to get them. They sold out in a matter of weeks. But we're going to do our show from that, and that's like February 25th, something like that.
Yep, Saturday.
Yeah. And it's just a cool event because you've got a bunch of people sampling beers outside in the snow. And you think, gosh, you must be freezing. Well, no, you're not, because you're walking around. They've got some little heaters and some tents. And there's just a bunch of people. You can build a bonfire. But I'm saying do the same thing in your backyard. Have a barbecue party in the dead of winter and get bundled up and go outside, build yourself a nice big bonfire, invite a bunch of friends over. And, you know, share some ideas on this thing, plan it out, and whoever's got the coolest backyard, that's where you do it. And you got to have a pretty big backyard because you're going to get a crowd if you do what we're telling you here.
You know, Bob, I was gonna think about doing that. I live on a little lake, as you know, and the kids could do the ice skating out on the lake if we ever get ice. We're going to be doing this pond hockey tournament over on Murray Lake later this year, where we're going to actually be doing our broadcast out there. This is a great setup for that event. There's going to be a bunch of people out there, but it's a skating, it's a sledding, it's just get outdoors and blow the stink off.
Yes.
But let's do a barbecue party with it.
So, you know, invite folks over who like winter. Or maybe they don't like winter and they're just, you know, they're stuck in the house and they're sick of it. Show them how to have fun. It's Michigan. It's one of the greatest places in the world. So get out and have some fun. You can build a fire, and not just a fire, but a big freaking fire. You know, have several grills over there. As many people as want to come and bring a grill, bring the grills. Maybe you do a little, you know, a little grilling competition, and you get the guys competing against each other, because it's always fun to watch the egos clashing in a backyard, you know.
Oh, I tell you what, there's nothing better than grill envy, baby.
We had that at my house last night.
Right.
It was another kind of competition like that. But Saturday afternoon, you know, you can do hot drinks outside. You know, you can do a great big thermos full of hot cocoa, hot cider. You can do some hot toddies, whatever you like. Or you can, if you want some beer, you can do just a nice stout, something good winter beer, a Bock, something like that. Some winter wines. You know, I think you could do games for the kids. Make it a family affair. But get outside, have a grilling party in the backyard, and bring out some patio heaters. You know, if you've got a pop-up or some tents or anything like that, you could get a big tent with a little heat in it in case your weather turns on you.
But again, that big fire that you got out there is a great warming source.
It's going to take care of you.
Yeah.
The key is just to have some good warm boots, because if your feet are warm, the rest of you is going to be fine. That fire is going to keep you hot. But how about some sledding? You know, it's a great excuse to do some sledding, and you get everybody bundled up and just spend the whole afternoon outside. And the grill and the campfire is the key to it. You know, even you could just grill on the campfire if you wanted. You could do one of those tripods, like the fella from Born to Grill was on our show last week. Do a tripod over the campfire. But get outside and have a barbecue party in your backyard. This time of year.
There isn't a much better thing to do, in my opinion, just because you got the friends around, you got the kids playing. Everybody's going to want to eat a couple times. This isn't a big throwdown where you've got to get extravagant.
No.
I mean, you can do dogs and burgers, but it's just get out, blow off the winter doldrums, and make it happen. And it takes a little bit of planning. You're going to want to do that. So, you know, think about that, because I'm about strangling myself with this
cord.
You know,
isn't that what we do at deer camp? That's
right.
All I'm talking about is really you got some bag chairs, you got a campfire, maybe a cold one, cigar, some good meat on the grill.
Yeah, that's how this all started.
No tofu.
That's right. That's how this all started. We were grilling outside, and people in deer camp kept coming by, and more, and they're saying, wow, you know, you guys can grill. They were talking about you. They weren't me. I was just the grill.
I don't know. You had that fancy bar.
Yeah, right. But anyway, so we digress. That's our history. But if you are just tuning in, we are the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We're live and local out at the Siciliano's Market, 2840 Lake Michigan Drive. I don't know who's got a better hobby than you and I, Bob, because this is fantastic,
this
man.
This big, tall, blonde guy next to you has got a pretty good hobby, though, Kenny Peterson from Round Barn. He's going to be up with us in a little bit, but it's always great to see Kenny because he brings bribes every time you see him.
Yeah, and we're easily swayed.
And he doesn't have Diana Sampler with him today, though, and that's kind of shocking because he usually has an entourage wherever he travels. But we're going to be talking with the Round Barn man next. Always exciting to get into Michigan-made wines, and Kenny has turned us on to a lot of wines over the years and introduced us to Wally from Domaine Berrien, which we had on the show just a couple weeks ago, and some good stories there. But really want to promote that whole concept of a barbecue party in the dead of winter. Don't wait till summer. And if you don't have a grill, hey, there's lots of guys around selling them. I just was at Ace Hardware in Rockford, and I drove up, and he's got all his grills lined up outside. And I'm like, dude, man after my own heart, it's dead of winter. And I said, why do you have all your grills outside? And because people are buying them. It's like they're buying them because they see them. They're there. They want grills. It's a great time to grill.
Well, and one of the things I like most about grilling is it leaves the mess outside. You cook your meat on the grill or your vegetables or whatever it is you like to make. You turn the thing up high for 5 minutes if it's gas, or you stoke it a little bit if it's charcoal. It burns off the mess.
Yep.
And you brush it down, and you're ready to go the next time. I mean, it's an easy way to do it. If you've done it, you know that. If you haven't, you got to get out and try it.
And we're going to be doing that here. I've got my Tech Infrared with me, and we're going to set that up as soon as the show's done. I went to Sobey's yesterday. Oh, dude, I got some chicken breasts. He made us up a bunch of, we got Italian sausage.
Okay? Oh, homemade Italian sausage.
So the folks here at Siciliano's are going to get some good Italian sausage. We got to see if Steve likes that stuff. But
well, they'll be good judges of it if it's Italian sausage here at Siciliano's. But anyway, coming up next, we are going to talk with our friend Kenny Peterson from Round Barn Wines. And apparently, it's not only just wine that he's making, but he's also got some vodka here from the Round Barn Distillery. That it's grape vodka, or at least it's distilled from grapes. So we're going to talk to Kenny here in a minute and determine what it is that goes really well with his wines. I think he's got a lot of varietals here that we're going to talk about. And holy cow, and then he just set up they're making beer. What don't you make down there, Kenny? We'll be talking about that in a minute. And then coming up later in the show, we're going to be throwing down a little bit of smoking in the boys' room. Looking forward to that today. We found a great rendition of that from Brownsville Station. So that's kind of cool. Bob, did you get any gadgets for Christmas for the grill? You probably pretty much got everything. I talked a little bit about a couple things, but somebody bought me one of those smoking boxes for the charcoal grill, or for the gas grill, rather, if you don't use charcoal. It's where
the stainless steel box.
Yeah, right, and you soak the wood chips. You got some of those.
Yeah.
Those work pretty good for a guy that's got a gas grill and can't put wood chips right on the fire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't have to soak those chips either.
Oh, you really don't?
No, you're actually just delaying your smoke.
Oh, okay.
They have to be dry to create smoke. Otherwise, you're just creating steam.
Well, there you are.
A misnomer. Everybody says soak your chips. I mean, unless you're going to soak them in some Jim Beam or something, don't bother.
Yeah. All right, so coming up next, we are going to bring on Kenny Peterson from Round Barn Wineries. Stick with us. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be back.
Thank you.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.